I'd run it down into the street.
It's just we don't have, we haven't had any complaints. It's just people coming from your portion, top of the hill right there.
I promise you those that MoDOT was using out here where they were working between F Highway and here.
Can you imagine going over that with a motorcycle?
Oh, not riding through it. Just unbelievable.
And also I had gave Travis a list of a lot of projects that we've done that weren't on here that he was going to put on as completed to just show
good.
The different work around the county. Part of that was Church Road in Bradleyville. We put a new box culvert. Goodnight Hollow, we got the box culvert in. We like doing the riprap, which we're finishing up with chip seal this week, and we'll have crews available to do that. Currently working on Round Mountain from the new bridge down to the H Highway end to connect there with chip and seal, but going to do road improvements first.
That looks like that netted 15 removed and 18 combined in the cell. And one complete.
And down if I do 23 on this price on the
debt. I think that's a lot better.
Yeah.
So Travis, when you get that done, then we can take it to the commission and get their approval and then maybe update the... I do have one that I would like to bring up and add maybe before we get off that topic. 165 Highway, and Rick can vouch for this, from Ingalls Lane to Dell Avenue, a turn lane, due to the amount of nightly rental units that they put in. Commissioner Wyatt can vouch. We've had a lot of people call concerned about, you know, somebody getting hurt. There's been numerous close calls.
Is there something that can be done?
Well, I tried in the two concepts to get them, the developer to put a turn lane from there to Dale. They said, well, MoDOT said it didn't qualify or didn't need it. So
sounds about right.
It would help if we put it on here to help maybe get it done.
You know, the developer said he wasn't aware of all the problems until that last meeting, and he was going to talk to the others and see what, as if they came from that.
I've not heard any more. They did send me a list of, I'd have to find it, it's somewhere around 700 additional bedrooms, basically, of each bedroom you could consider a car that is going to be on the road.
And Dale, but
that's Ingalls
to Lane
down to Dale Avenue. One of the deals I just told them would be get with an attorney and maybe vacate Ingle Lane, eliminate it, and do an easement for the people that live on down it to come out to the main entrance right above Dale, where it would be a lot safer for everybody. But, you know, you come around that corner and you've got a boat on, and then you've got a heavy truck coming around. There's no time to react. But I don't know if you all...
My lucky day, the voice of MoDOT on that one was Chad Ziggler. So What are the chances of me getting my face bit off by all my neighbors because I did this? Oh, pretty great. I said, I don't have anything to do with this. How many names are there like that?
Apparently,
Chad's a good guy. But
apparently, too, yeah.
Boy, I'm going to tell you what. My neighbors are not happy with me about that.
But is that something maybe we can add?
Yeah. You're the kind of expert. I would say we should add it.
Yeah, do we have a motion to add Ingalls Lane to Dale Avenue?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? See none. Vote those in favor. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion would carry.
When I first moved there, before all of this, there was a fatality there at Dale, and 165, a young lady died there because of these kind of short response times and limited sight distance and a lot of traffic. But yes, doing away with vacating that Ingalls access would help some. That would add you another 130 feet, maybe, of reaction time. Mm-hmm. Plus, it isn't coming around the corner on a hill. So that would help, even that.
Sometimes those, I mean, you look at a lot of accidents and you think if there was, you'd add 50 more feet. You know, maybe that you know, stop and then T-bone and someone. Yeah. Okay. I think if that will cover all business, we will move into our Taney County updates.
I think we'll cover
it. I think it should be all done. Do we have four MoDOT updates? Anything, Rick, that other than what we've already kind of covered?
I think MoDOT issues that we're talking about in our region is highway resets right now.
Yes.
That's just the real issues. The rest of them pale in comparison to that. So I would just say we'll leave it at that discussion. Carlos, your stuff is still critical. We still need to not lose sight of that. But I think those are our big MoDOT issues.
MoDOT does have new funding. Their STIP is approved. And they've even got a new state freight and rail plan with Amtrak headed towards Branson, believe it or not. But I'm going to hold off on this update for you. And hopefully maybe MoDOT will be here represented at the next meeting. I encourage so they can speak for themselves. But also this transload facility, they've got a demo project that they have already had put in place up in northern Missouri. So it's great they've got funds, and it's millions of dollars with that infrastructure bill that was signed over a year ago. It's starting to roll out, and it's rolled out where heretofore MoDOT, we know, didn't even have a maintenance budget over COVID period. Now they've got a five-year program already printed. If you want a good bedtime reading, go in here and look on the website. But I'll give an update, just an overview of this, maybe at the next meeting.
Okay.
We can go over and get caught up. But they are in the funds.
Great.
Which is good.
And Rick, you may know that, but is there a request, anything we could do to, like, to try to get Beth or someone to come back to these meetings?
Yes.
Just
Beth is actually on vacation this week.
Okay.
So, because I had some business that had to happen.
A couple of meetings ago, we didn't have a quorum, and we had a whole room full of all them people.
Yeah. That's my fault, yeah. We had a little incident I couldn't get away from. So, and, I mean, and that's
no, Murphy's Law. I was saying it was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Great.
I will reach out to some folks again.
It's because
we can't get some folks coming.
Because it was one of those, I mean, it was, which you do a great job of enlightening us on some stuff, but it seemed like when Beth was here, it was all, you know, got a little other side of it, and well, they don't want to do anything. You know, she'd always, at least some explanation.
Reach out to them and her or that other guy that comes to the partner.
Jason.
Yeah. Somebody could probably come.
They've been a little better, and I just was introduced to a guy named Ben Hall.
Arnold. I know what he was doing when I was there. I'm not sure what he's doing now. So.
He's in charge of the new traffic control something or another.
Traffic Management Center.
Yes. So he may just be a Springfield guy, but they're saying he's the scope. Because we have the Budweiser, Clydesdale's coming. And they're going to road march the Clydesdales under the interchange. So this was going to be this big hoorah from MoDOT about them doing it. It boiled down to handle it like a slow vehicle and put a patrol car in front and back and march them down. That's the distillation of 6 weeks of jacking around. So anyway, I'll get that.
They're coming up in Brandon also, aren't they?
I think so, somewhere else.
But yeah. They're not on public roads. They're going to march them down the promenade or something. So anyway, and they're going to the center. So it will be a big deal. But for where they're at our place, one of the things that may be believable but not intuitive is when we have bad things or a lot of congestion or something going on under the interchange, people hit the top of the interchange. We have wrecks on top of the interchange whenever there's stuff going on. You have a wreck in the bottom, you're going to have a wreck in the top because people start looking around. Oh, yeah. So I can just wait till 8 horses in the gear wagon drive up and to see what happens on top of Garth Brooks and whoever else happens to be in town. Okay.
Are we not going to
get ahead? A discussion that we were having a sidebar on here, and I said the minutes that we send you for your substantiation that 86 will be a draft because they won't be approved. Now, if that's not going to cut it, we need to have an electronic special call meeting. And we just need to go around and get everybody on the phone and they say, yes, we'll approve those minutes. And then we'll have approved minutes.
It's a checkbox. All my other applications, I've included the RPC's plan. I mean, we're not going to have that put together yet. And I think we're seeing where it ranks necessarily. Because I was going to ask you, are you going to do the math on where it ranks? And then if none of it's approved until you, it's voted in, I assume, by the commission. They don't have to vote it in, but I probably don't have to know my bracket.
Well, I don't know that you have to score it. Because the question is it on the priority list?
I can check the box, yes.
Yes.
I just can't provide the proof necessarily. I was going to include the minutes if they were approved in the application. If you guys could call it quick.
We can do that.
You talked about she could produce those pretty shortly.
Yep.
And then, now, a called meeting electronically has to have 48 hours notice, not 24. So the clock is ticking towards Friday here.
You talking about like a Zoom meeting?
Doesn't have to be Zoom, it can just be telephone.
Can't you post it today?
We can. Mm-hmm. And in 48 hours, in 2 days, we can get everybody on the phone.
By Thursday at 2 o'clock?
Oh, yes, we don't.
I would suggest doing that because it allows me to put something in the application that shows that it was approved and it's on your priority list. And
okay.
But there's no denying the proof there.
And I think if I were you, I would provide the old priority list and said it's been on the priority list for years, but they have updated it to include the current project. So this isn't something that 86 is not something that just came to our radar.
I'll have them add that to the narrative.
Okay.
The only downside of that is right now,
they just think it's very high. It doesn't matter. They just ask you if it's on your priority matrix, and it is.
Tell them yes, I don't know. I would see on that. If they do look at it, it's got to be, yes, it's on.
They're not going to look at it, they're just going to weigh it, they just weigh it, they're weighing it. If Ron Scott comes, he wins every damn time.